Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is case 11631. James and Donna Brittingham seek variances to reduce the front yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Beauchamp Lane, approximately 285 feet southeast of Beaver Dam Road. The 911 address is 21647 Beauchamp Lane, Harbison. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 103.12. Staff received one mail return. We received no letters in opposition. We did receive one letter in support. Robert R. Davidson sent a letter stating that they support the variances sought by the Brittinghams. They don't believe that the road is anything more than a glorified driveway, which they usually maintain, and then they are bound by the mandatory placement of his well and septic system. They had all the required permits and inspections completed and signed. They are fantastic caring neighbors, and in a very short time became very good friends. They don't understand how things got this way, and they offer their support for the application. Specifically, the applicants are requesting a 14.4-foot variance for the front for the house. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Neil Dickerson, 1632 Savannah Drive, Longmont Resorts Realty.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
We have a copy of the statement made by the applicants. Ms. Cornwell, what was the name of this person who supported that? Do you have that? You said they were neighbor. I was just trying to figure out where.
Davidson?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That's what I had down, Davidson.
21661 Beauchamp Lane is where they live.
Okay.
Where would that be on this? On our map here.
Exactly which parcel I could not speak to, but okay. It is on that lane.
Perhaps Mr. Dickerson can enlighten us as to where on Beecham Lane they are.
It's the last property behind them.
So are they going to be speaking tonight, or are you going to need to have them speak?
I'll have her sworn in.
Go up there and be sworn in, if you would, please.
Sorry.
No, that's fine, ma'am.
It's okay.
Appreciate that.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm operating here, 25808 Anderson Corner Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Now, go ahead, sir.
Chairman, board members, we're here in the variance issue. That was a CNO on this back in 2012. There has been no changes, additions, or modification in this property since the original CO back in 2012. We have all the paperwork with DenRec and plan reviews and everything here, and we're just trying to move forward with the settlement of this house. It's been postponed several months because of the variance we're not sure about, and the CNO was back on October 2nd of 2012.
Questions for members of the board, Mr. Rick.
Okay, so you have not done anything to that dwelling since 2012.
Since the original CNO was done, they've lived in the home for those many years. They're selling their home.
And you haven't.
No changes.
Nothing. Okay, thank you.
No changes.
Mr. Rick.
So it's just was there a survey done back in 2012, or when was the home built?
The home was built in 2012.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions?
Sure. Just a couple. I note in Mr. Davidson's letter that he is stated that Beecham Lane is nothing more than a glorified driveway. Can you give me an explanation as to, is that a gravel road? Is it paved?
It's a crush and run road. That's a access road to three homes, and it stops at the property of Mr. Davison, who lives behind them. It dead ends on his property. And the ownership of those three homes are the ones that take care of that crush and run. It's not a state fortified road or anything. It's privately owned.
And the it says on the survey that the easement of Beecham Lane is 50 feet wide. Is the road actually 50 feet wide, or is it something smaller than that?
It's smaller than that. You can't fit two cars side by side down that road.
So is it, if you were to measure from the edge of the dwelling to the edge of the actual drivable part of that, how far is that? Ma'am, if you could step
30,
up.
30, 35 feet. I was going to say 32. It's 32 to 35 feet.
And is does the house face, which way does the house face?
The house faces Beaver Dam Road. The access road would come up to the right side of the house if
so
you were looking
at it. So it looks like the side yard the way it would appear.
Exactly.
And I note in here that in Mr. Davidson's letter, he had mentioned something about mandatory placement of the well and septic. Where are those located in relation to the house?
The well and septic are
Ma'am,
in...
Could you please come up?
Yeah,
be sworn in then, sir.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jim Birmingham, Anderson Corner Road.
Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm that testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Now.
The question was, where in relation to the house are the well and septic placed on the property?
Okay, when they did the septic, the house next door to me, okay, they overlooked their well. The guy that put the septic in, what was his name?
Paul Collins.
The drain field, everything was in, the stone was in. They came out and they said that it had to be moved because they overlooked the site of the well on a property next door. So me and my boy, we had to dig up all the stone in the pipe and help them. And I lost money on that because the state overlooked the well next door. So we had to shift everything over.
So the
septic's out front, and that's they got that on a paper.
The septic's in the front of the property, the well's in the back of the property.
Yeah, did that limit the place?
Show me on there, on that. Show me where it is. Here, mark it on there. You know.
That's what I don't understand. They didn't catch it. If something was wrong, because there was three inspectors there. They measured everything.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, I'll pass that down. Okay.
And did that restrict the placement of the house because of where
the
well and septic were
located? I mean, they measured the house, they measured the front, they measured everything, and they said everything was all right after the second time when it was moved. And when Paul Collins was there, and that's what I didn't understand. I mean, if something was wrong, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it didn't make sense.
We have a wastewater on site inspection dated 5/2012 that change did occur.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I don't have any further questions.
Okay. Gary? Okay, Mr. Rickers.
You were given a sheet for the standards for granting a variance. Could you go over those, sir?
Sure. The prepared foresight services, boundaries and front setbacks, awareness to be corrected in the setback line. All these issues on here were done on the original documents. Everything was doing that, and we just reiterated these.
Do you understand what I said to you? When you got the application, did you get the application?
My client did.
Okay, there was a piece of paper in there that said to you that you needed to address the standards for granting a variance, and there's five questions. Do you have that with you?
No, I don't.
Sir, I think that paper that I handed to you.
The uniqueness of property.
Those are the standards, and those were the answers that were provided by the applicants when they submitted their application.
Okay.
So could you read those to us, please?
It has C attached prepared by Foresight Services on boundaries of the front setback for 14.4 to be corrected setback line. Number two, it says minimum of all house already been built. Five lots were built, and they meet the setback requirements of the variance needed. Number three, this was approved by P&Z already, was already approved and signed off by, P&Z, didn't have a name there.
Okay.
Number four, non-effective to any surrounding property because in small AR1 residential zone. And five, no modification needed to existing home, just to see if variance is approved for front existing setback.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. Any further?
No further questions.
Okay. No further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
There's one, two.
We have three, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, sir. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Ma'am, would you wish to come up front, please? Sir, you can just sit down right up front there, if you would, please. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Brooke Brittingham. I reside at 21650 Beecham Lane, Harbison, Delaware, 19950.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. I do have a copy of the variance that was filled out by Mr. Brittingham, and I am in opposition of this variance.
Okay.
This property was not unique. It was large enough for him to build his house and not need a variance for the front setback. He chose to build his house facing Beecham Lane and not Beaver Dam Lane. His house was built in 2012, and mine was built in 2011, directly across the lane at 120.02. That's my property. Also, it says not created by the applicant. He did create this issue considering that he built the house. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It has altered the character of the neighborhood. My house faces Beecham Lane. I tried to sell my house for 3 years, and the majority of the negative comments I got were they liked the house, but not the way it was situated around other neighbors, which is more specifically Mr. Brittingham's home. Mr. Davison's home was not there at the time. So these are the reasons why I am opposed to this variance. It has negatively affected my property.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you appearing now? Why didn't you object to this sooner? I mean, it was built in 2012.
I did not understand.
Were you complained? Did you complain to anybody about this or the applicant that you didn't like the way they built the house?
I did not. I didn't understand the setbacks.
So when you saw they were getting a variance, that's what prompted you to come in here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know the county has approved their setback requirements. That's what they're asking. Or is a variance on the setback requirement. Okay?
Right, for their front yard, which
is... So they already got in their possession a certificate of compliance, which says to the county, okay, you're okay. So that's the dilemma he's facing now.
I understand that.
Okay. All right. But still, you feel that your feelings are that they shouldn't have built it where they built it? Or?
Well... They did not meet the front setback because they faced their house the wrong way. They had plenty of room to face Beecham Lane and not be in this situation.
Then they wouldn't have this problem.
Exactly.
Okay.
But you had no idea that the county okayed it?
No.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
I have a couple questions. When, Mrs. Brigham, when did you build your home?
2011.
2011. So yours was there before theirs?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe you said you fronted your house towards the easement of Beecham Lane?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me the other houses along that easement, how do they face?
There's an undeveloped lot directly adjacent next to mine. It's undeveloped. However, when it is developed, they will also face Beecham Lane.
How can you be so certain?
Because I know the owner, and I've spoken with her.
So you're talking about your house faces Beecham Lane. Is that the one to the rear?
Yes, 120.02.
Okay, that's the vacant lot?
120.01 is the vacant lot.
Okay. You are 02?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're right across the street?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which direction does Mr. Davidson's house face?
He's at the back, so his faces are Beaver Dam Road.
Faces Beaver Dam Road?
Yes.
Just as Mr. Brittingham's does?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how about lot one in front of Mr. Brittingham's property towards Beecham Road?
It also faces Beaver Dam Road.
Okay, so all three dwellings, is that all the dwellings that are on the north side of Beecham Lane? Is there just three?
Or yes. Is there more? There's one all the way in the front, but their access is Beaver Dam Road.
Okay, so there's four houses in a row there. They all face Beaver Dam Road?
There are, I guess you could say, three in a row. Mr. Davidson's ends right at the back of Beecham Lane.
But it still faces.
Yes, and his front yard, in his front, the way he has his house is the front.
Okay. Now, on your side of Beecham Lane.
Yes.
How many houses are there?
Just mine.
Just yours?
Yes.
So how many vacant lots?
One.
What borders is the vacant lot? Does it go, according to the tax map, I don't believe it appears that it goes all the way to Beaver Dam Road.
No. The 120.01?
Well, you've got 120. Then you said 120.01 is the vacant lot.
Yes.
What's the one out front of?
That is a developed lot, but it is not on Beecham Lane.
The easement does not border that property?
The easement borders the property, but it is not accessed by Beecham Lane.
Okay, but it still borders Beecham Lane?
Yes.
Okay, and does it? Which way does that house face?
It faces Beaver Dam Road.
Okay. So, essentially, your home is the only one that faces Beecham Lane?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Are there any further questions?
Sure.
See? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in opposition to this? Hearing none, then chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take the case under advisement.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickard, that we take case number 11,631 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Yeah, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by vote 3-0, case number 11,631 is taken under advisement. Now, what that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could say if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock?
Yes.
After 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Next case.